Hey, welcome back. It's the Donna and Steve show.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Donna.
It sounded better in my head.
Hey, yo.
What, were we doing it like the Bronx or something?
I don't know.
Following the rap artist there?
I don't know. Yeah.
I'm getting scared. You have a string of a few days here of some really... It's like you're squeezing it all in. I feel like I'm watching the season finale of Donna Valentine. Not the series finale. I didn't say that you're dying, but you know,
it's
sometimes
a
final
Monday.
Episode. And you're
Mondays,
like,
well, I always feel like really, what's the word I'm looking for? Punchy.
Yeah, but this comes out of a weekend of you accidentally text messaging the wrong people right out of last week when you put down 800 hours of community service, which, by the way, and I know we have to get to this duping some Hollywood star that duped somebody or not quite a Hollywood star. I told my sister about your snafu, and I said, hey, did you hear that? And she said, no. We pulled it up on Friday night, and my sister and brother-in-law were laughing so hard at the little six-minute blurb of, if you missed it, it's up on our podcast. You can just go download just this 6 minutes of Donna having a bit of a reply-all problem and a documentation problem regarding volunteer work. But, oh, Lord, was it funny.
By the way, your sister texted me over the weekend.
Oh.
I think shortly before I texted you, and she just said, hey, not to be a clinger, but can I ask why you haven't responded to my text? I told her I just finished reading it because it was so long. Anywho's
all. That's funny.
All right, check out this story. This is real weird. An imposter successfully posed as Riverdale star Lily Reinhart in a magazine interview. 17 Magazine issued an apology on Friday, saying it had briefly published a story with information believed to have come from the actress.
Really?
Why? Like, I don't get it.
And how?
I know. I think it was a phone interview. They said they want to sincerely apologize to Lily and her fans for the unfortunate situation. Not only did this person pose as Lily Reinhart, but also as her publicist. How does that happen?
Probably kind of easy, huh?
Like if Lily
wanted to reach out to them, or fake Lily.
Fake Lily.
Then you have fake manager call. Hi, I'm Jody Blonsky, and I am representing Lily Reinhart of Riverdale. And we're looking for an outlet for her to talk. Do you guys want in? Oh, you know what? She can only do phone. Yeah, she's had so many problems with Zoom. I know you guys get it. It's a pandemic. She can only do phone. Is that at work for you guys? Is that okay? And then why would you be asking questions? You wouldn't be like, whoa, 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 hang on.
That's true.
You guys think this is an imposter?
You're right.
It's a fear of mine. Like, I get random messages from people who are like, hey, I've got this person who's writing a book. Like, are you real? You know, like, can they be on your show? You know, I'm not like, this is my show.
But right.
You get this as a producer. So probably some poor young intern picked up this phone call or something.
Oh, mugga. Well, the magazine ended up scrapping the article and said it's going to start internally reviewing their editorial and fact-checking process to make sure this doesn't happen again. Lily Reinhart is 24. She addressed the situation on Instagram and said, for some bizarre reason, someone impersonated me in an interview, but nothing inappropriate was said, but those aren't my words, and I just wanted to, you know, address it.
Wow.
Then, another reporter said that he was duped by the poser.
Queen?
And that he would be retracting an article that he wrote for the Daily Express. What? It's such a weird, random person to impersonate. I guess if you don't... It's like me saying I have UB40 with me and trying to get into a restaurant.
Yes, we have dealt with this with you before.
Oh my God, it's so weird.
Like, you're not even getting anything out of it. Just like someone to talk to?
That's what I was thinking.
To someone to treat you like a celebrity for the 30-minute phone call. This is a catfish.
Yes.
This would fall under catfishing. There was a guy who, oh gosh, if it was 5 years ago, it was 15 years ago. I don't know. But he went from local news talk show, like Twin Cities Live, to another. As a cook, you know, you send out a dummy press release And then people were like, oh, yeah, this guy makes an interesting sort of mole or whatever it is. Great. We need a food segment. Bring him on. But he was intentionally going on to these shows and then making really bad food. So that then the people would have to just sort of, oh, my.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's such awesome. A Sasha Baron Cohen. Is that his name?
Yes.
Sasha Baron Cohen. Is that how you say it?
You're doing good.
Thank you. Anyway, that is a funny prank. That would make me laugh. Thank you. And now I would like to tell you about Keira Knightley's no nudity clause.
Keira Knightley!
She did an interview, I think it was with The Hollywood Reporter, and she said, I don't have an absolute ban on filming nude scenes, but I kind of do with men. She said, it's part vanity and it's also the male gaze. She said she acknowledged the need for nudity in films. I don't know if there's a need. But she said she didn't want it to be those horrible sex scenes where you're all greased up and everybody's grunting. She said, I'm not interested in doing that.
And then could you imagine? There's a crew.
Yeah, and lights.
I always think of it as just like the whole thing feels a bit perverted in the vibes there. Of like,
I think
hey,
so
I'm
too.
Working lights today on Kira's scene.
Yeah, I'm holding the mic boom over the bed.
Hank,
yeah,
don't talk to me anymore. Yeah.
Boom over the bed. Okay, so she said it's partly because she's too vain and she's also had two children. And she said, I'd rather not just stand in front of a group of men while naked. Yeah, I get it, girl.
That's reasonable.
And you guys know, like, nudity, too, has always been more directed towards the female body in movies. It's now more lately, it's been directed towards more, you could see. But in the past, don't you feel like it was more or less always,
yes,
like,
it for sure was.
Always female. That was what you saw. And it's like, well, why can't you see the man if you get to see the female?
Oh, there's an interview out there. You can look it up if you want to. You've heard my rants about how I really have strong feelings, Donna, about pornography and things like that, blah, blah, blah. Like, there's a Game of Thrones producer who's out there saying, like, he just wanted more nude scenes, like, for the pervert. Like, let's cater to the guy. Yes, and it is only, I would be hard-pressed to be won over on, like, the artistic element that I'm sure a lot of these, especially male directors, are selling their female actors on. It's true to the story. That can always be implied. It's catering to the carnal man who just gets to watch it and is like, oh, she's hot. I mean, let's just call it what it is. It's objectifying women. That's my opinion. I know a lot of people disagree with me.
She says that, this is Keira Knightley, by the way. If she did do a nude scene, it would have to be with a female filmmaker, which I get. I think Playboy actually has a lot of female photographers. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they have a lot of men, too, but I think that there's always, like, a woman in the room.
Oh, I'd hope so.
You know, to be there for the other women posing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
No, stick around.
All right, I'll stay.
I started trying to look up by the way, Chef Keith is his name, the guy who trolled a bunch of afternoon TV talk shows.
Awesome.
I've tried to pull them up, but then there's a YouTube thing that there's a woman doing some funny stuff with ventriloquists with some really creepy looking dolls, and I'm being threatened right now, guys, is my point. You try looking for sound for something that comes to your mind, and then there's the YouTube black hole that awaits you, and it's willing to suck you into its vortex.
It's so true. And speaking of YouTube, we did get a bunch of emails, by the way, on cutting the cord.
All right.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yes. A bunch of, you know, people telling what they're doing, people disagreeing with I Am Grant, and I love that they're all referring to you as I Am Grant. It just cracks me up.
By the way, there's also a fake strongman duo named Chop and Steel.
I can't.
Who also pranked a bunch of morning shows.
I can't handle it.
They're in Zubas, and this guy just stepped on like 5 Easter baskets in a row and flattened them.
Let life bounce off of it. Yep, right. And so we are going to do just that literally.
I'm hearing it all. I have multiple videos played. Chop and Steel is how they went on. He's throwing sticks at the guy's back now. Just like twigs.
Oh, so can you imagine?
Good day, Dakota.
Oh, funny.
Your local CBS affiliate. All right.
We are going to come back, though, with a study.
Wonderful. We've got a couple. Is there a movie that makes you cry every single time? Doesn't matter how many times you've seen it. There's sort of an informal poll that happened online over the weekend, so we'll rattle through some of those. And where does Minnesota rank in terms of states that just really disproportionately hate Mondays? Do we think we're high? Do we think we're low? You're probably wrong. When we come back on the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Donna.
We should give a quick thank you to Chill Boys for supporting the Donna and Steve podcast.
Oh, we have got love for Chill Boys. It's a Minnesota-based company. They offer the best men's underwear that I have ever put on my body.
Yes. Boxers and briefs for men, that's true, but women love wearing them too. I actually put on a pair of boxers this weekend while cleaning the house. I could not believe how cool they felt, like continuously cool.
So here's what's happening with all of that. It's the fabric. They use super soft bamboo fabric. We're part pandas now. So you can keep the boys cool and dry. It's softer than cotton, I'm telling you. And if you're really active, helps fight odors as well. Yep. It is game changing. Covered, Donna, this is real life. It's soft,
know,
it's
I'm
cool,
sorry.
You'll love them.
And hey, ladies.
Ladies.
Try them for yourself or get some for your guy. There's perks for both of you. Check them out at chillboys.com. Chillboys.com.
Truly an amazing product from a great local company right here in Minnesota. Chill Boys. Comfort where it counts.
I'm digging these flashbacks. This is really fun. Don't you think, Steve?
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve.
I'm trying to look up how long ago this song came out. What's the song called?
I Want It That Way.
Yeah. Hang on. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Probably Hang on. Hang on. Hang on.
Welcome back to the show, everybody.
Guys.
Everybody say hey.
That song came out, we need to just realize this, 22 years ago.
Oh.
22 years ago. Now.
What year was
that? That was 1999.
Okay.
And in the year 1999, 22 years before that would have been 1977. What were the hit songs then? That, it's the same stretch of time from one to the other. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do, Steve.
And it is not making me feel good. Let's get nerdy.
Studies have shown that
several long-term studies have shown
they've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown.
And here with their findings are study buddies.
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
Well, Donna feels a little bit punchy today on a Monday.
Yes,
she has lipstick all over the butt of her pants right now.
Yes, queen.
She'll probably lock herself out of somewhere later or her roommate out, make him sleep in the garage. She's done that.
Yep.
She's mistexted. She's done massive reply alls. It's just a wonder. She is our little lady.
She's our roll.
Well, there was a new study that ranked all 50 states by how much they hate Mondays. I don't hate Mondays. I kind of like Mondays.
I don't. You know what? I do like Mondays. I just don't like Sunday night.
Nobody likes Sunday night. Don't like Sunday night, but don't mind Monday.
They call it the Sunday blues. But when you wake up on Monday, you feel good. And especially once you get rolling, like once coffee's in my system and I've been at the computer for 20 or 30 minutes, I'm feeling good and revved up. Like, okay, this is the normal rhythm. This is cool. I like the fresh start of a Monday.
I'm with you.
Yeah. But it's like a hangover.
Many Minnesotans don't like it. The 10 states that have the most issues with Monday, it goes Idaho, Montana, Utah, Oregon, and then coming in at number 5, Minnesota. We hate Mondays. How did they quantify this, Steve? They asked. This is based on Google search trends on Mondays for things like coffee, or looking up the phrase, why am I so tired? Calling in sick and looking for new jobs. We rank number 5 out of 50 states for our, based on that criteria, hatred of Mondays. Garfield didn't like Mondays either.
I never followed Garfield. Something about lasagna.
He loves lasagna.
A dog named Odie.
He verbally abuses Odie. It was never totally clear. There were some episodes of Garfield where it seemed like John Arbuckle, his owner, could understand him.
Oh, wait. It was a cartoon?
You're not. That's a joke, what you're saying.
I know Garfield as a comic strip.
Okay. All right. That scared me. I thought that you thought this was some sort of a live animal situation.
No. I didn't realize it was a television show.
You get the hell out of here. You take the rest of the day off.
Get some help.
It was a comic strip and also a cartoon.
Okay.
And it was big when I was growing up because McDonald's, for a brief period of time, had Garfield promotional materials.
Yes.
Including these coffee mugs. Yeah. And I remember my mother had this glass coffee mug, which is rare already, right? To see the coffee inside of the coffee mug.
Because
tempered glass isn't, you know.
Yeah, sure.
But it had Garfield on it, and he was chasing Odie around or dragging Odie behind him. I forget what it was.
I remember
something
those,
where he
Steve.
Just, you know what I'm talking
those
about.
Those are classic. They did one with the Flintstones, too, I believe. Same style of
mugs. Oh, really?
Yes.
Wonder if that was when the Flintstones movie came out.
Probably.
I mean, Garfield really, this poor Odie, though, was just really on the short end of the stick in that relationship. He was abusive. Garfield was verbally abusive. Loved it. It was a cartoon. Saturday morning cartoon. It was great. Why am I talking about Garfield?
I don't know.
Because he says I hate Mondays. Yeah. Let's get now back to the study regarding the movies that always make us cry. Now, this was an informal study. This was something that ended up kind of going viral on Twitter over the weekend. And the person who originally posted this said, the question is, what movies make you cry? Always. Doesn't matter. They just, if you see it, you're crying. And the original poster put these four up for him. Apollo 13, Big Fish, I've never seen.
Oh, you would love that.
You told me
that.
I need to watch that, right?
It's about, you know, a father and son.
And a butterfly, is it? The Green Mile and Saving Private Ryan. Now, I saw an ad this morning for WonderDad.com. Hmm. And apparently, this is a thing that you sign up for. Now, you have to pay $2 a week, $8 a month. It's a streaming service. But they give you all sorts of, you put this info in about how old your children are, and then they're sending you information, ideas, getaways, adventures, you know, ideas for imaginative play, all this sort of stuff to keep the connection going with your kids. And, you know, it hit my heartstrings because it said, your children are only little once and you're always thinking about how do you make the most of that time. So I signed up. I'm on their mailing list now.
Are you serious?
I'm not buying in at $2 a week just yet. I'm going to look through the introductory stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
And see what we can do.
Okay.
You know, the movie for me is Father of the Bride.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real problem for me. Donna, for you, what is it? Goodfellas?
You know what? I cry a lot.
During movies, you mean?
During anything.
A commercial can get me sometimes.
Yeah, I cry. And I like to cry. Because it feels good.
Mm. Yeah. I don't cry often.
You guys ever see Click? The movie Click with Adam Sandler?
Yes. Christopher Walken.
That one gets me, Steve. It's kind of got that whole sense if you go too fast, you'll miss everything.
I don't think I ever saw that.
It's one of those movies where from Adam Sandler, you think, oh, what is this going to be? But man, it gets you. It's a jerker.
Okay. It's a tear jerker. You always have to say tear jerker.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
Always say tear first.
Clarify.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
That was uncomfortable.
All right. Let's do Money Monday next.
All right.
There's a town that did something really nice for a pizza delivery guy. He's been delivering pizzas there for more than 30 years. They pulled some money together and did something nice. We'll tell you about that. And the surge in new spend. You'll see this upcoming year. Bye.
Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment.
Mail time.
Oh, nice. This should be fun. What do we have?
I hit the wrong button.
Oh, dang it. Donna.
Let's talk about money.
Money Monday.
There are more things in the world to buy.
It's Donna and Steve.
Than most people have money for. So.
Money Monday.
Choices have to be made.
But mostly it's Steve. Can I tell you how that happened?
Sure, Donna.
My screen was squished really small, and all I can see was the letter M on the first letter of everything on our button bar.
I'm with you. When you have a lot of buttons, it condenses the titles down, and you just see the first letter. So you're not alone.
Thank you.
You're okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, since we're in the mailbag, and informally, we'll get back to the Money Monday here in a moment. You opened it first, which got me all excited. We get emails like this from listeners. Amy, Donna is right, subject. She's right. Higher risk of intestinal cancer eating smoked foods. But thanks for the Malcolm Reed tip, which I gave as part of a recipe.
Yeah, you're smoking a lot.
Okay.
A lot.
Hang on a second. Hang on a second. Hey, Donna. Maybe I'm just smoking on the weekends. Okay. I'm smoking on the weekends.
Doesn't seem that way.
That's because time is pushing together in all of our brains, some more than others. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay, Money Monday. Let us get back to it. Did you hear about this town that all got together and pulled their money and bought a pizza delivery guy who had been delivering pizzas in this town for more than 30 years, a brand new car?
No. Oh.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's awesome.
That makes me want to cry.
31 years, he was driving a beat-up 93 Oldsmobile, and now he's in a 2017 Chevy Malibu after they got 19 grand together.
Delivering pizza for 30 years?
That's awesome.
I want to see this guy. What town? Again?
Wouldn't that be great? Then you just know the guy, like when he shows up, it's like, Bert, thank you. Thank you.
It's like that Taco Bell guy in Florida that got the $3,000 tip from all the locals who put together. He was their favorite fast food guy, but he had been there for 20 years and serving at this Taco Bell. And it was just something that the locals put together and they called it their fast food guy award. And they gave him like a $3,000 tip.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Oh,
he's just a happy face.
That guy was 89 years old, the one you're talking about.
Yeah, he was old. Yeah, he was really old.
And this guy gets a car?
This guy gets a car.
Can we get Donna some pants, maybe?
What, do you want us to rally together? Should that be our next My Talk fundraising effort? Something for Donna to make her feel loved? are the jeans that you're in right now that have lipstick on the butt, are they salvageable? Will that stain come out?
I don't know. They're camo pants.
Really?
Yeah.
She's are you dressed hide. Up today looking kind of funky and cool?
I always look funky and cool, dude.
That's
funny. I don't think it's going to come out, to tell you the truth.
By the way, remember last year or last week, I was talking about my sister for my birthday got me scratchers, lottery scratchers.
Yeah.
Well, there was a guy in North Carolina, speaking of money, who got a gift bag from his boss for Christmas, had a lottery ticket inside, ended up winning $200,000.
Wow. Remember when I won cake?
You didn't win cake, Donna. That's just the emblem that they had below, and you needed to match that cake with a bunch of other cakes in order to win. You did not win cake. Here, to whom it may concern, to the New Jersey Lotto Commission. Now, while I was pleased to have won such a fabulous dessert, cake pleases almost everyone, I am concerned. I mean...
Hey, you're not alone. Lily came to me last week. She got one from her work as like a thank you for filling in. And it was like a Scrabble crossword puzzle type scratch off. And she goes, how do you play this? And I go, I don't know. You scratch it, you match the symbols, and you get the money, right?
Right.
We literally had to YouTube a video on how to do this scratch off. It's a crossword type. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's like, can you just simplify and stop getting crafty?
Well, here's the problem. What every scratcher needs to say, because I think most of them play out this way, but is it needs to say in big print, you can scratch everything.
Right.
Because you're like, but what if I scratch one too many? Will that make null and void the incredible prize that I was set to win? You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yes.
Somebody in Michigan bought the winning ticket for the $1.05 billion Mega Millions jackpot.
Oh, yeah.
Third largest lottery prize in U.S. history. Your winning numbers on Friday night's drawing were 4, 26, 42, 50, and 60. There was a mega ball of 24. But somebody woke up. Someone right now has $1 billion to be claimed. It made me look up the previous big winner, that Powerball that was 1.5 million or whatever it was, a couple of years ago. It was, I think, in 2018. The woman took, you have 180 days to claim it, and she took, I think, about 150 days. She never revealed her identity because in Maryland, you don't have to go public.
Oh, that's great.
Which is great. She randomly, this is the 2018 winner. She randomly got it because she was doing a little scenic drive through, had to stop and get gas at a station she doesn't generally go to, goes in, allows someone in front of her in line. That person purchases a Powerball.
The butterfly. God.
The butterfly effect is in action here. And then she got the winning ticket, and she sounded very level-headed. She didn't want to reveal her identity, of course, but was making plans for philanthropy and, you know, comfortable living and all of that. But I just can't.
I know.
I can't imagine.
I know.
The person in Michigan today.
I know.
Is that person doing? Did they go to work?
They probably.
I wouldn't
even
leave
know.
My house until I got the money.
What if they bought the ticket and just were, you know, put it in their glove box in their car and were like,
there is a chance they don't know.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Or it's
right.
At the dry cleaners right now in a pocket.
Wouldn't you want to go to work though for one day just to walk around knowing like knowing what you know and just be like, I'm not coming back tomorrow.
I don't know. I'd kind of be concerned. What if I get in a wreck on the way there?
You could get a wreck on the way to anywhere. You can go get a wreck on the way to get your ticket. But I get what you're saying.
I don't know.
I think it would be fun just to see one last time to feel what it was like, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. Here's some more money news. The United States of America Today newspaper. They have a headline today that reads, the USA Today, the pandemic altered financial behaviors for many. And there are some things that we can expect to change for good. But they were talking about expecting a spending surge later this year as consumer confidence returns. They say that's been the experience of all previous economic downturns. This from a report on emerging trends, blah, 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 blah. But what happens is people hunker down, and then they say the bounce back will therefore likely emphasize businesses, particularly the ones that have a communal element. Think travel, think restaurants, think movie theaters, think concerts. They're expecting those to have a big bounce back because people have, they said they'll have a bit of a YOLO vibe to them. Whenever they deem things safe, they being you, me, all of us, when you deem things safe enough that you have this pent up, I want to go out and travel, or that's it this year. When concerts are back, I'm going to 6 concerts this year, whatever. Do you sense any of that? Do you have any pent up things that you want to go and do that when you get the quote unquote all clear, which we'll never totally get, but when you get that, will you just say, that's it, I'm traveling more than I did in the previous 3 years combined?
No.
Alrighty.
Do you, Grant?
Locally, I will do things here. Like me, I go to sports games all the time.
Okay.
So as soon as I can get in the doors, as soon as they let me, I hate to say this, if they let me today, I would go because I would just keep my distance, wear my mask, and not go talk to anybody. But they're not doing that, so I'm going to do what I'm told, you know?
Yeah, I don't feel any kind of crazy urge to get, like, anything out of my system. Do you, Steve?
Me have urge.
Oh, yeah.
I want me have urge do. Travel. Well, you have to understand, last year, we, like everybody, had trips that were canceled. Mm-hmm. But as we go back to the passage of time, and your kids are only little once, we had a Disney World trip planned that was going to be like our first big family Disney World trip. And we were going to be surprising the kids with it in April. We told them we were going that summer. And then on Easter Sunday, in their little Easter basket, they would find like a get dressed and let's go. We're going to the airport and going to Disney World right now.
Oh, that would have been great.
So cool.
Didn't happen. Then we had like a camping trip that we go to that got canceled. Our Duluth trip ended up getting canceled. So, yes, I feel it. In fact, my wife and I are plotting how we're going to, here's what we're thinking of doing, and I'll take your opinions on this.
Okay.
Thinking of maybe splitting it up because, for instance, we don't know if we're ready for like a big Disney World trip, the whole family, quite yet. We got little Dev that you got to factor in. He's a year. He's a nuisance at a place like Disney World, right? Maybe doing a couple of split trips. Lou and the girls. Me and Grayson.
Maybe
flip-flop that. So instead of doing one big long family trip, maybe we just do like a couple 3-day weekends where we're splitting off and having a little more of intentional time. And then next year, plan the big family Disney trip.
Oh, that's great, Steve.
Spot on. Just clapping.
Spot on, buddy.
I do have to say the one thing that I really want to see my family.
Yes.
I haven't seen my family in, I don't know, 2 years.
You got to get back there and see them.
I can't be right.
Book the flight, Donna. Wear the mask. I'm telling you, if you're on a plane right now, I get it. This is my opinion. People have been flying throughout this entire thing. Planes are so bleeping clean right now. Keep your mask on the whole time. They're sanitizing like psychopaths, and you'll get to where you need to go. And Thank then be you. Safe when you're there with your family.
Yeah, okay.
Just Thanks, be Steve. Safe.
All right. I'll
Just
do
be
it.
Be safe, Donna.
I'll do it, Steve.
Well, you won't be safe anymore. Oh, God, you're oh, I'm going to crunch this can. Fresca.
It sounds like you just had a little tiny plastic cup.
I know. I think it was because I had more liquid in there. Hang on.
All right. It still sucks.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I have a lovely story that I want to share with everybody that I'm going to link up. It's a story of a loyal dog waiting for its owner. I'll tell you about that. And then... Have you guys seen this Kellyanne Conway, her kid, on TikTok?
I saw one TikTok video a couple of months ago that I was like, oh, this is
not good. That kid is such a brat, and I love it. I'll tell you about it coming up next on My Talk. Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Final stretch of the Donna and Steve show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. You know how we love dogs on this show and kitty cats. Yeah. All of them.
They're mainly dogs.
And cats. Okay. A video has gone viral of a dog in Turkey that waited outside a hospital for her owner for six days.
Oh, my gosh. That's really
she
sweet.
Followed the ambulance to the hospital.
No, ma'am.
The man's daughter would take the dog home at night, but it kept going back. It has all these different clips, this video of the dog waiting at the front door of the hospital, plus the happy moment when she and her owner are reunited. It is the sweetest, sweetest thing. Look, she's just like the doors keep opening and closing, you know, like sliding open and close. And she's just looking inside and waiting. Guys, this kills me.
That's really sweet. It's really sweet. Have you noticed that with Buddy? Can I ask the status of you and Buddy?
Oh, hey, thanks, Steve.
So your dog. Is it your dog now?
Yes. Thank you.
You fostered the dog at the beginning.
Yes. And an adoption fell through.
Okay.
And I decided to keep him.
Okay.
All right.
That's awesome.
So, no, but he will wait in front of the window for me. Oh. So, like, I'll go home and Rumi will be like, he was a lazy bum all day. And then as soon as he sees your car by the window, he jumps off the couch and then he stands by the door and waits for me. And then he starts just having the time of his life.
Does he jump up on you?
He does not jump.
Mm-mm. That's good.
Nope.
Because of his physical limitations.
That is correct. He's very chest heavy, so like he'll jump, but then he falls back down
because he's got a little hop.
Yes, he can't get all the way up
on his legs.
Oh god. Anyway,
that's fun.
So I started watching this TikTok video of Kellyanne Conway's daughter. Apparently, the police are investigating this screaming match between.
Oh.
Her and her daughter, and I know it's the kid is saying everything's fine, and she in no way is trying to get her mom in trouble or anything, but her mom, Kellyanne Conway, screaming at her, and the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe the words coming out of her. She F-bombs like crazy, but the kid, her name's Claudia, she is just recording everything. There's one point, Grant, where she's making a recording and talking to her mom and saying, Mom, if you see this, come upstairs into my bedroom and we can talk. Like, she's not even communicating face-to-face. She's communicating through TikTok.
What a nightmare.
I know.
Could you imagine?
She has some really funny lines, though, I have to say. Oh, if I talk to my parents like that, are you kidding me?
Telling your parents, hey, you come talk to me. Okay, let's just start with that one.
Right?
No, no.
Oh my God. No. If I talk to my parents the way she is talking to her mom, I'd get the you know what beat out of me.
To have your kid like, so now I've only seen one of these videos and it was a couple months ago, but to have them documenting, let's say, what isn't your best behavior and then just like live streaming it or immediately posting it.
Yep.
I mean, what a miserable, miserable situation.
She's 16 years old. Yeah, and then you could see Kellyanne Conway going, are you recording me again? You know, and she's just getting so mad.
The phone that you pay for, that you give your kid, they're using against you to literally just embarrass you.
But wait a second. She pays for the phone herself. Oh, yes,
I forgot
about that.
I forgot. You're
right. I pay for my phone.
No, the girl
through her
does.
Allowance, I'm sure.
Right? I wouldn't give that kid any allowance. She's so disrespectful.
I couldn't agree
anyway,
more.
I believe that things are okay as far as the police investigation, because
sure,
a third
right.
party had, you know, said that they had seen these videos and it looked like her mom maybe hid her in one of them.
Oh,
yeah. So they're in family therapy.
Oh, good. They really are. You mean that?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's good.
I believe that's what she told the cops, is that we're going, you know, she's having a hard time. We're in family therapy.
Oh,
yada,
yeah.
Yada.
Yikes. By the way,
thanks
for asking about how the allowance situation is going at my house.
Oh, yeah. How is that going? I like that idea a lot.
Remember, we're tweaking the word. We're calling it a commission. You got to do stuff to get stuff. The kids have not done the first week 100% on their chores, and they were like, great, and then they got full pay. But we told them, if you don't do it, you just don't get paid for the things that you don't do, and we'll just continue to scale that down. And so it's been two consecutive weeks where we have not had all of the money made. So mom and dad have saved some money. But at any point, we can force them, you know, to do it. It's like you just got to do it. If you want to go outside to play today, you got to get it done. But we have had, we've stuck to our guns in terms of not paying them full. You're not just getting it, as many people say, just for breathing. You got to do stuff. You got to earn it. You got to understand that work is
garbage.
Where money comes from.
Right. How much are these kids getting now?
Donna!
There's a system, right, for the whole thing.
Look, the article that I came across said, here's a good way that you can do it. $1 per year old that they are, and adjust their responsibilities accordingly.
Oh, that's
so the
lot.
5-year-old can make a max of $5 in a week. An 8-year-old, 8. A 10-year-old, 10. But they have different... Your chores will get ramped up by age and by the money that then is available to
May
you.
May I hear some of the chores?
Sure, yeah. Taking the garbage out, taking the recycling out, wiping the counters, sweeping the floors, vacuuming, cleaning the basement, making sure that the stairwell going upstairs is always cleared, picking up dog poop, of course, cleaning your room, cleaning the loft.
What does that leave for you? What are you doing?
Donna.
Smoking meats.
I am quite literally bringing home actual bacon, like I did
right,
this weekend,
right? Which
and then burning two batches of it, like I did this weekend.
How? Well, one question: how did that happen? But how's the video game system going? You set an incentive for one of your kids, right, for a video game system?
Yeah, the little guy, my 8-year-old, who enjoys video games. It's funny. Had he not brought this up, I was just gonna like buy a PlayStation 5 at some point. He said, "Hey, is there a way that I could make that much money?" We're like, that's a lot of money. It's like $500. And we said, well, here's what you can do. If you earn $250 by the time your birthday comes around in July, we will, as your only gift, the only present that you get, will be us paying for the other half of the game system. But bear in mind, it's always a family thing. But he sees that as that's the way to get it. I'm going to earn $250. And then mom and dad are going to give me a matching offer as my only present. So it's good. He's already been counting up money toward that and figuring out when he can get to that magic number. So yes, he's trucking away.
Good.
And then any Christmas money that they got, you know, grandma gave them some money, great grandma gave them some money, and they all put that in. Anytime they do get paid, whether it's full or not, they run their money upstairs and count their money and all that kind of stuff. So we're getting there slowly but surely, some lessons. And I'm smoking meats.
All
I'm
right.
smoking and brining meats. Oh, really? Okay. Is this fake?
Don't worry about it.
Is this from Hannah?
Oh, we'll get to Hannah in a second. Yeah. Teresa said, Donna, you have to watch the true story movie, Hachi. Stars Richard Gere. He goes to the railroad station every day to greet him. Oh, my God. It's a must see.
Oh.
Teresa, saw it. Loved it. Cried my eyes out. Love it. It's because it's that breed of dog that, is it called a Jing? What's the name of those dogs? Oh,
what are you going to say, Jing Lai?
No. No. Forget it. I'll get back to you. Those dogs are very loyal. Hannah.
Chill out.
Chill out, man.
Guys,
do we still
Hey, it's your week, Donna, right?
Question? No, it's yours.
No, it's yours.
It's yours. That's why I didn't send her one.
Oh, all right.
Hannah, like our millennial Hannah is like passively aggressively yelling at us.
Always.
And we're not going to take it.
That's right.
Yeah. Colleen and Bradley are coming in next.
Bye. Love you, bye-bye.